Good morning. My name is Amelia Reynolds. I am a senior in high school, and I am a follower of Jesus. I was born into a family with a brother, a sister, and a loving mom and dad. We went to church every Wednesday and Sunday. We attended the same church as my grandparents, and I suppose you could say we were a typical Christian family. My dad was a man I looked up to, always praying, involved with our church, playing softball with Team Challenge, and doing everything in his power to make us kids know who Jesus was. Well, God had plans for him that my family wasn't prepared for. He was diagnosed with throat cancer when I was 4 years old. So from that point on, all my memories of him were not in church, but in a hospital doing treatment. This changed the whole dynamic of my family. The cancer went away, but came back and stronger, and on December 16, 2013, he passed away from that cancer. This was a big turning point in my relationship with God, and little five-year-old me didn't even know it. After my dad passed, my family and I stopped going to church. I was too young to know who God was at the time. I knew of him, but it didn't really stick with me. I then grew up, and in fifth grade, I started going to Timberwood with a friend. I just went to do something to get out of the house, but I started to like the activities we did. But one thing stuck with me. Why does my friend and everyone else at my church have the family I used to have, and I don't anymore? That question created a division between me and God, so I guess you could say I had a lot of doubt. A big doubt I had was that I didn't think that he loved me as much as everybody else because he took my dad away. This mentality went on for a while because I never shared it with anyone. Then it was time to move to youth group with all the big, scary high schoolers. My friend who took me to church knew everyone, so I kind of just followed her around and didn't talk much. This happened until my eighth grade year, when my friend wanted to go to the church fall retreat to Trout Lake Camp. I just wanted to stay home and avoid it, but I went anyway. And that weekend changed my relationship with God. On Saturday night, our leaders kept on asking us girls, why were we created? Us girls could not find the answer. It was goofy, but also serious. Finally, we got the answer, to have a relationship with God, which stuck with me. That night, I started thinking about my relationship with God, and I decided to take a leap of faith on my own and ask God into my life. And it changed me. Knowing that God made me for a purpose helped me see that God loves me just as everybody else, and the trust in God became stronger. From that night on, I made it a point to go to church, not just for the fun games or the snacks, but for the people and to grow my relationship with God. I thought of having this relationship with God was changed my life in a way that I wouldn't struggle or do hard things. Man, I was wrong. Around sophomore year, I went through a really hard time, fitting in with the crowd and trying to be someone I wasn't. I lost that fire for Christ, and I always struggled with depression and anxiety, and this time of my life, it kept getting worse and worse. I didn't have good influences in my friend group, and I didn't feel like I belonged anywhere. I would come to youth group and put a mask on so no one could see how bad I was struggling. I walked into youth group one night, and it took a lot for me to get out of bed, but I decided to go to church anyway. When I walked into the youth room, my leader looked at me and asked if I was okay. I just broke. I started talking to him, and I couldn't handle the pressure, the shame, and the guilt I had bottled up inside. He told me that I didn't have to fake a smile because God knows what is happening, and he is always there for me. This mindset made me not have to put a mask on anymore around anybody at youth group, and that's when church became my safe space. I found a good friend group in a community I can rely on in the church, like my small group girls, student leadership, and my leaders, Malia and Megan. My relationship with God isn't perfect, but I wouldn't change anything about how I got here because it shaped me into the God-fearing, people-loving person I am today. Thank you.